Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 311. Today, we're talking about tax savings and deductions for the LNC. Many LNCs start their business working out of their homes. It makes sense and it's affordable. Are you wondering how to save on your taxes when you work from home? If you work from home full-time, you may be eligible for a range of tax deductions not available to traditionally employed people. Check with your accountant about these points to see if they apply to you. And if you're not in the U.S., check your tax laws in your country to see what tax savings you might be eligible for. I'm Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice-weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. Here are four of the main ones that you can use to help you save on your taxes. A home office deduction can be taken when you work from home. This is applicable if you're running a business out of your home. If your home office is used exclusively and regularly for business purposes, you may be able to deduct a portion of your home-related expenses, such as mortgage interest, property taxes, homeowners insurance, and some utilities. But there's a catch. Make sure the space is used exclusively for business and does not double as the family game room when you're not working. Working out of a corner of your bedroom does not qualify for an office at home. An Internal Revenue Service assessor may come to you and examine your workspace and determine what percentage you can deduct based on what he or she finds. Point number two, self-employment taxes. If you earn more than 400 net income in a single year, and I hope you do, you should make that on a single case, you must pay self-employment taxes in addition to income tax. The IRS uses a pay-as-you-go system for self-employment tax, so try to discipline yourself to send them estimated tax payments throughout the year. It's common to pay every quarter so you don't get hit with a huge tax bill at filing time. Point three is mileage and travel expenses. If you use your own car for business travel or pay for meals and accommodations out of your own pocket, such as when you need to go see clients, these expenses may qualify for a tax deduction. Keep all receipts and categorize them, such as food, transport, and so on. Note you must have actual receipts, not just credit card statements. For car mileage, keep a log in the car if you can, and track things like oil changes and maintenance. At the end of the year, the IRS publishes the optional standard mileage rates used to calculate the deductible costs of operating an automobile for business, for charitable, medical, or moving purposes. The rate in 2019 is 58 cents per mile. When I went to attorneys' offices to see them in connection with working on cases, I invoiced the attorney for the mileage at the current IRS rate, and I charged for travel time. If you get reimbursed for mileage, you cannot deduct that mileage also. And the fourth point is self-employment. When you're self-employed, you are eligible for many deductions. You're subject to the same record-keeping requirements as employed workers and telecommuters. Keep meticulous records and receipts. Self-employment income and expenses are recorded on Schedule C of your tax return. Before I continue with the show, let's talk about one point. You know that controlling expenses and keeping good track of your income is vital for your business. In my online training presented by an accountant, you will discover what you should be doing from this skilled accountant. Learn simple and straightforward ways to manage and understand your money so that you can use that information to grow and better manage your business. You won't want to miss this. This training is called Smart Money Management. In this one-hour online training, you'll identify and choose a simple and uncomplicated way to track your money and set budgets. You'll get tips and tricks on understanding your numbers. And you'll redefine your financial goals and use powerful techniques to achieve them. Order this training at the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Use the code LISTENED in the coupon box in order to get a 25% discount off of the price. Next, let's focus on medical and dental expenses and deductions. You can take itemized deductions on your Form 1040, Schedule A from the Internal Revenue Service for yourself, your spouse, and your dependents, provided the total medical expenses exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income, or 7.5% if you or your spouse is 65 or older. The bad news is that you're spending that much on health care, you or someone else in your family is really sick. Medical care expenses include diagnostic tests, prevention of disease, payment for treatments affecting any structure or function of the body, and dental expenses. With the high cost of copays and prescription drugs these days, one illness or stay in the hospital can tip you over 10% of your gross income, especially if you have little or no insurance and have not been saving in a health-related flexible spending account. You can contribute up to $5,000 of pre-tax dollars annually in an FSA, but you must keep all receipts. And it's a use it or lose it. If you don't submit all your claims or a full $5,000 of claims by March 31st of the following year. There's a range of medical and dental expenses that you can deduct. Here are a few of the main ones. Number one, hospital admissions. Number two, nursing home admissions. Deductions for associated costs, including room and board, will be provided if there's a medical need. Number three, payment of fees to doctors, dentists, surgeons, chiropractors, psychiatrists, psychologists, specialists, complementary and alternative medicine practitioners, such as acupuncturists. Number four, treatment for addiction, including nicotine, and all aids for withdrawal that require a prescription. Number five, participation in a doctor-prescribed weight loss program, but this will not usually include special diet foods or health club memberships. Number six, payment for insulin. Seven, prescription drugs. Point eight, attendance at a medical conference for a chronic disease that you or a family member suffer from, minus meals and lodging at the conference. Number nine, there are various assistive items such as false teeth, reading or prescription eyeglasses, contact lenses, hearing aids, crutches and other disability aids, wheelchairs, a guide dog or other service animal to assist a visually impaired or hearing disabled person or a person with other physical disabilities. Number 10 is travel expenses to and from a facility that offers treatment. This can include fares, costs for taxi, bus, train, ambulance, private car, including gas and oil, the standard mileage rate for medical expenses, which is different than business travel. The medical rate is 20 cents a mile in 2019. And you can also deduct the cost of tolls and parking. Number 11, insurance premiums. And number 12, long-term care insurance policy premiums you pay yourself above and beyond what is given to you as a benefit by your employer. There are some other regulations regarding medical and dental expenses. You should be aware of these. They have tax implications. You cannot deduct the cost of over-the-counter medications on your taxes. They're eligible for expenses under your FSA plan, provided that your doctor writes you a prescription for them, such as allergy medications or antacids. If you are a self-employed person, this is where legal nurse consultants come in. If you're self-employed and you're showing a profit for the year, you may be eligible for the self-employed health insurance deduction. This is an adjustment to income rather than an itemized deduction. Flexible expenses include premiums that you paid for an insurance policy, such as one covering medical care, a long-term care insurance policy, premiums and policies for your spouse and children, and certain medical expenses related to any child under the age of 27, even if they don't live with you. To determine whether an expense is deductible, use the free tool at irs.gov. You will need various personal tax data in order to use this tool correctly. The tax laws change all the time. I suggest talking to your accountant to be sure you're taking advantage of the deductions that a work-from-home person is entitled to, and to get guidance on simple ways to track your expenses. And be sure to enroll in Smart Money Management using the link in the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Use the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get a 25% discount. And please tell your LNC colleagues about Legal Nurse Podcast. I would love to reach more LNCs with our education. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.